Is gene editing okay for the organic label? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I have to admit that I struggle a little bit with the use of certain technologies that might be admissible in the production of organically labeled foods, but seem to collide with the principles of organic production. For example, organic production vilifies genetically modified organisms known as GMOs. That said, Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Ibach recently told a congressional panel looking into the whole issue of organic production,
"We've seen new technology evolve that includes gene editing that accomplishes things in shorter periods of time that can be done through a natural breeding process. And I think there is the opportunity to consider whether it is appropriate for some of these new technologies that include gene editing to be eligible to be used to enhance organic production and to have drought-resistant, disease-resistant varieties available."
So, isn't gene editing the same as modifying genes, as in genetically modified organisms? Ibach says that setting standards for what is organic and what is not is a really tough job. It includes balancing everybody's ideas of what they think organic means. He says the main thing in all of this is that we consumers need to know that when we shell out extra money for so-called organically certified products, we're really getting organic and that we can trust
the integrity of the organic label.
Okay.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.